is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition of the show, kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, Mark, you've got some news about the IRS losing in court. And we'll explain that that could mean, well, something good for you poor taxpayers out there. We'll explain that coming up here. 800-259-9231. Also, the story from last night that we didn't get to about the young man who gave a graduation speech that wasn't quite what the school bureaucrats expected it to be. Plus, some other school-related stories in regards to MySpace and prosecutions and punishments that kids are receiving for pictures and information, textual information that they've posted on their MySpace profiles. That's all on the way. Also, Congress has outlawed funeral protests. The Supreme Court has ruled that police can just barge into your home. We'll explain how and why, all coming up here tonight, and your calls about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231, plus we'll try and sneak in some emails as well. But Mark, did you want to start with the story about the IRS?
You know I do. So this is off of taxprof.typepad.com.
Okay.
It's a blog that talks about tax issues.
Got it.
And it's a big long thing, and I'm going to post it on the bulletin board just so that everybody can see it for themselves. I'm not saying that this is the God's honest truth, but it is breaking news. So,
okay.
You know, when something's brand new, it can be a little shifty. And you've heard it here first, folks. Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now? The IRS to refund $15 billion of telephone taxes to consumers. The Treasury Department and IRS announced this morning that after losing in five circuit courts of appeal, the government is throwing in the towel and will no longer seek to enforce the 3% excise tax on long-distance phone calls enacted during the Spanish-American War of 1898.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that they're going to stop charging that tax on our phone bills?
Yep. That's going to be your phone bill is going to be 3% less.
Wow.
Nice.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I understand you. I feel you.
Because this is a tax that we have always brought up as the perennial example of how government doesn't go away when it's...
Well, government didn't go away here. The American people, in a class action suit, sued the crap out of the government, and after five appeals, they're finally giving up. They're finally dying in the courts.
I see.
I mean, they aren't giving. They're not saying oh, you're right. This tax from the Spanish American War is ridiculous. They're not saying that. No, they're saying
they were clawing, holding on for dear life,
they
trying
sure
to keep this tax on board.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, what you're saying is there were judges that said, no, this is crazy.
Yeah, they probably kept some these same bureaucrats on in different roles, and they're going to reassign duties and that kind of thing. Nobody's losing their job here.
Okay.
You can believe that. So anyway, it was an 1898 tax as a luxury tax on wealthy Americans who owned telephones. And you can imagine that it was a wealthy American that owned a telephone in 1898.
Sure.
Yeah. The IRS will issue $15 billion in refunds to consumers for long-distance phone services taxes paid over the last 3 years. Now, I don't know what happens to the money that was paid prior to that.
They spent it. I mean, it's gone. All of this money is gone, which means that I'm a little concerned, of course, Mark, that they're going to...
raise taxes someplace else.
Exactly.
Sure.
Because unless they actually cut back on the size of government, unless they get rid of a program to go along with this, then they're going to have to get the money somewhere else. So raise the gas tax or raise the income tax levels in general, so who knows where they'll make up for it. But they will make up for it.
Well, they're going to have to. They have to fill in their little budgets. But it doesn't change the fact that one tax is dead. And they will have to change the rules on other taxes in order to increase them. So there's a few points that I'd like to make here, little caveats. No immediate action is required by taxpayers. You don't have to do anything to get this money. Refunds will be part of the 2006 tax returns. That's going to be filed in 2007. Get it?
Okay.
All right. Refund claims will cover all excise tax paid on long-distance service over the last 3 years, time allowed for given statute of limitations. So they're not paying you one penny more than they need to. It's just the statute of limitations, the 3 years.
I see.
Got it?
Got it.
So you're probably going to have to say, I paid this much tax, and you're going to have your phone bills from the last 3 years to prove it. I, fortunately, do. I keep all that stuff.
Okay.
Interest will be paid on the refunds. The IRS is working on a simplified... Of course, that interest from 3 years ago has been eaten up by the cost of living increases that we never see.
Right. Well, it's barely going to make. I mean, it's a 3% tax. So on, you know, a $100 phone bill, you're going to get $3 back. And who has a $100 phone bill these days?
I have $100 phone bills.
Really?
Every month.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Okay.
So three bucks
maybe
per month.
Maybe you'll get $100
over 12 months plus times three. So I mean, you're talking about $100.
Yeah, $100. So for all the time that you're going to spend scanning in the phone bills,
you're not going to scan in your phone bills any more than you have to scan in receipts for a business lunch, or have to scan in receipts for home improvements or medical bills.
Do you think they're just going to take your word for it?
Yes, absolutely.
They take
my word on everything else that I send in the tax return.
Yeah, but they don't pay you based on that, do they?
Yeah, absolutely they do. I get back, I pay them probably $8,000 a year in taxes.
I see.
And then I get back $7,500 of those dollars by, you know, pencil whooping the hell out of them.
I see. So the only concern is if they audit you then, right? Because then you have to show the evidence.
If you're audited, then you have to show this evidence, and they're, you know, very picky and sticklers. And then, you know, they're bureaucrats, so sometimes they don't care. It's very odd. Audits are a strange business. Okay. Let's see. The IRS is working on a simplified method for individuals to use the claim as a refund on their 2006 tax returns. It'll probably be a tax credit, and refunds will not include tax paid on local telephone service, which was not involved in the litigation.
Ooh.
Well, you just want every tax return. But this is nice.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, and we won't ever have to talk about the Spanish-American War tax again.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see if it actually happens.
Yeah. All right, that's interesting news, Mark, 800-259-9200.
And we wouldn't have that information if listeners didn't email these kinds of things to us.
That's right.
And let us know. So
some of the best prep
Shane.
On this show comes from you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
The show email address, by the way, is ftl@freetalklive.com, but they must have sent that directly to you at mark@freetalklive.com.
Well, you know, I do have some insiders.
Right. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on taxes or whatever else is on your mind. And let's see. All right, let's get to the story before we forget about him. I don't want to put this off any longer because I sold it all last night. From the Sarasota Herald Tribune, this is actually happening nearby where we're at.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, Charlotte County, Florida, an aspiring trial lawyer, Kyle Stublin, just wanted to share his version of the truth with classmates, teachers, and thousands of people at Charlotte High School's graduation. So the A student, an unlikely troublemaker and star of the school's mock trial team, decided not to gush. He delivered a scathing, ironic speech devoid of the sheen decorating most high school graduations.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what it's like to be at a high school graduation. I didn't go to mine.
I went to mine.
Okay. So I guess they always have some sort of a speech by at least one of the high schoolers. Is that usually how it is? Just like select one guy or one girl and have them?
Like the valedictorian or something
right.
like that, yeah.
So that's who this guy is. I mean, top of the line student. He gets up on stage and he delivered a speech that wasn't quite what the bureaucrats expected. In fact, we'll get their quotes here in a moment. At its heart, graduation is the time when schools celebrate their success. But Stublin described a school where students stole tests, cheated. Sports were more important than academics, and guidance counselors encouraged some students not to apply to college, which I don't think is necessarily a bad idea. It wasn't the speech that he'd submitted in a contest to win the honor to speak at graduation. Quote, "As I reflect on the last 4 years of my life here at Charlotte High School, I truly understand what tarpon tradition has come to mean in our school," he said in his speech.
They're the tarpons?
Apparently so, referring to the school's mascot, the tarpon fish.
Frightening thing to have as a mascot.
Continuing his speech, "It isn't the felons walking across the stage bearing stoles." I don't know what that means. What's a stole?
A stole is the fur of an animal.
Ah. Or the cheaters receiving college credit. It isn't the drugs being done in the bathrooms during lunch, and it most certainly isn't the exclusive cliques. We'll come back with more and the bureaucrats' response to this, because they were shocked. 800-259-9231. All this going on in their perfect little school. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment, grab them up. In fact, an entire year's worth. We give them away right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. freetalklive.com. Go get them again, freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And one of the reasons why I think a lot of people, especially families, are moving to the Free State is because they would like to see less government control over education. In fact, we've certainly talked about education a number of times on Free Talk Live. It's government control of education is probably one of the main reasons why we have such a big government today, because they're able to just brainwash kids, just yep. out and out brainwash them into believing that government is the one true way to help everybody when in fact it's not. And it actually, the government education process is pretty miserable. The teachers aren't as motivated as they could be in a more marketplace-based environment. Therefore, the kids don't get taught what they need to be taught. So the kids get bored to death, especially the smarter ones. And because they're bored, they have a tendency to act out, perhaps cause trouble. Perhaps be doing things that they shouldn't necessarily be doing while they're in school. And what we're talking about, actually, is a story from Charlotte County, Florida, where a young man, an A student, somebody that's, you know, kind of like the one of the top-of-the-line kids in the school, was chosen to give a speech at his high school graduation. And normally, when someone gives a speech at graduation, they talk about how great the school is and how they're going to go on and have a great life. And, you know, oh, boy, our time here at Charlotte High School was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the speech that he submitted for approval to the school bureaucrats. But then, when he got up on stage, he changed it up.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah. In fact, part of his speech was, quote, "It isn't the felons walking across the stage bearing stoles or the cheaters receiving college credit."
I've decided a stole is not the skin of an animal, but you can use the skin of an animal to make a stole. A stole is a type of garment which sort of drapes across one's shoulders.
Ah, got it. Okay, so, and it isn't the drugs being done in the bathrooms during lunch, and it most certainly isn't the exclusive cliques. Tarpon tradition is the unity that triumphs over all barriers, bringing us closer together as a family. His speech spurred demands for apologies and a he-said-she-said battle for his diploma, which school administrators finally awarded on Tuesday, after the weekend was over, after they received a flurry of media phone calls. The fight was worth it to Stublin, a member of the school's mock trial team who once tried to start a debate club. He says, quote, "I wanted to educate parents and students and staff who are unaware about what's really going on. If I'm speaking the truth, then I have the right to do so without repercussions."
I'd have to agree.
And he's just talking about what he's seen happen. And I've certainly seen some of it. I don't think I've ever seen anybody doing drugs in the bathroom, but...
I have.
You've seen that?
Yeah, I saw that in public school.
If
drugs are marijuana...
Okay.
They don't have a rubber band around their arm and
shooting up heroin.
I'm
sure that's been done as well, but, you know, pointing out the blatant cheating that goes on. I talked about that last week in my math class. The entire class was engaging in cheating, just wholesale cheating.
And the teacher pretty good at it, actually.
The teacher was oblivious to the entire thing.
Mm.
Either that or she just didn't care. I can't imagine how she couldn't have seen it going on. It was so obvious. So he's up on stage just revealing the reality of government school, and the school leaders said they felt deceived because the speech he gave was never approved.
Well, it wouldn't have been.
Exactly. Instead, Stublin had submitted a glowing account of life at Charlotte High. "Its passionate teachers and, quote, one of the most esteemed and worthy graduating classes that has had the privilege to pass through Charlotte High School to become members of this close-knit Tarpon family." He really just did
poetry,
it up.
Poetry, yeah.
Yeah. As he stood at the lectern Thursday night before an audience that included his parents, he delivered the speech he'd planned all along.
I wonder if he told his parents he was going to do it.
Apparently not. They actually reveal that later. He says, quote, "From the moment I heard about the graduation speeches, I knew that's what I wanted to do." So he didn't just make a last-minute decision, had a change of conscience, and decided to reveal the realities of school a night beforehand. As soon as he heard about the opportunity to give a graduation speech,
mm-hmm.
he knew he was going to defraud the...
do the double cross.
Yes. And I think it's a brilliant move. George Sandstrone, senior class advisor and a 38-year veteran teacher, said he felt betrayed.
I bet he did.
"It was like airing your dirty laundry. This was a celebration for all the seniors, not about the issues he himself encountered."
Well, I see that point. That is the best argument that I can see, is that this isn't an opportunity to tell the truth. This is an opportunity to celebrate how great everyone's high school experience was, and you're probably going to have to be a little glossy and a little flowery to do it. I'm not saying that that's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's what should have been done. I'm just saying that that's the best argument.
Right. Well, he's arguing from the point of tradition. You know, the point of tradition is that you've got this flowery embellishment of how wonderful things are at high school.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to have somebody up on stage who's reflecting on what being in high school was like, I say, I say, I think I'm proud of this guy for being so honest.
Oh, I'm proud of him, too, for being honest.
And having the courage to get up on stage and
do something. I think he had a lot of courage, too. But I would imagine that you know, some students were very happy about his revelation, and I think other students were probably somewhat disappointed. Like, I think people could generally want to walk away, that the experience they want to have from the graduation is walking away with tears in their eyes, thinking about all the great times that they had.
You think that's what kids want out of graduation? Maybe it's just me, because I'm
so callous. Nostalgic. Oh, you are absolutely callous.
Right.
I'd like to throw in jaded, if I could. Yeah. Jaded.
Can you imagine, though?
Cynical.
Can you imagine, though, I was this callous or callous and jaded enough when I was 18 years old, or actually I would have been 17 at the time of graduation, that I was that callous and jaded to where I didn't even want to go to graduation?
Well, I can see that mental illness has been around that long.
It's not a mental illness.
Oh, yes.
Graduation is silly. It's a silly tradition, and it's useless.
Your level of callousness and jaded? Yeah. Mental illness.
Stublin's father, Robin Stublin, said he and his wife, Greta, a teacher, she happens to be a teacher at a different elementary school for 20 years, said they didn't know about the new version of the speech. Had I known, I would have discouraged him, said his father, who lost some races for a county commission. I'm proud of what he did. I'm proud that he did what he did. It took a great deal of courage knowing what the possible outcome could be. I think what's disrespectful is the way the school has been handling this. Starting next year, speech contestants will be warned about bucking the rules on the big day.
Mm.
Now, whether or not they can actually do anything about it is another question. What about his diploma, right?
Right.
They didn't give it to him that night.
But they did give it to
him. Can they withhold it? I mean, if they hadn't gotten the calls from the media, could they withhold the diploma? Stublin was allowed to finish giving the speech only because the school administrators, so-called, didn't want to further disrupt the ceremony.
Hmm.
He also was allowed to walk up to Charlotte High Principal Barney Duffy and receive his diploma cover. According to Duffy, get this, quote, this is the principal, "I didn't want to take away from the dignity of the ceremony for the other students and their families in attendance. No, what it is you would have looked like a real jerk if you'd gotten up and interrupted this kid in the middle of his speech. That's the reason why you didn't do it, because you would have looked personally really bad if you did something like that. You know, you figured you'd punish him after the fact."
Ooh, I'm going to get that kid.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Was graduation just a silly experience for you, or was it a moving, awe-inspiring one? Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, archives, wiki updates, and more. It's all there, and it's all totally free. But we want you to support the show by shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get all your online shopping done because they cover all of the categories, everything from DVDs to electronics, to furniture, baby clothes, gourmet foods. I mean, seriously, even magazine subscriptions. You could do it all at Amazon, but go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything you order, we get a percentage of. So, easy way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, I was talking to our guy over at Amazon today, and he pointed out to me that apparently Amazon just does up to, they have just great sales all the time, like up to 40% off on the hottest DVD sellers. The top 100 books, up to 40% off on those as well. And it's just incredible prices, amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones. I'm going to continue some, get some more details on the story about the guy that changed up his speech. But Alexander's on the line from Alabama, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, great, what's up?
Nothing much. I graduated from school, like high school, about like a year ago. And like, I knew graduation was like totally like horrible.
Like, I'm gonna buzz you, okay? I'm gonna get the buzzer out here, so I want you to keep going. That's his personal favorite. Try your best to go through this without using inappropriate likes.
Okay, I'll try that. Well, I knew graduation was a big scam, basically. When it comes to the basic tradition of high school, like graduation, it's a big teary-eyed thing, and I saw a lot of my friends teary-eyed, but during the ceremony, I knew it was all BS because, you know, it's just a huge scam, this public education thing, and I felt like I wanted, like, you know, the valedictorian and salutatorian to go up there and actually say what, you know, public education was really about. And
what was it really about to you?
I think it was just a big scam. They, like, there's so much like there's so much BS going on as far as like the grades concern and marking up the grades, and when it comes to like kids getting grades they didn't really deserve in the classes. What's that noise?
That's him buzzing you for saying like.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, man. It's just a pet peeve of mine. And you did a lot better after I asked you to be careful about it. And you can probably blame your government education as well for your English teachers not correcting anyone while they're in class. But I think the people that use like inappropriately, it's sort of a plague on the new generation.
That's not fair. It's completely not fair. Every generation, everybody has a verbal crutch.
Okay.
I say you know and things like that all the time.
But you know is not as widely distributed widely misused as like.
Not as far as a generational thing. Like is very generational.
Like is also expanded out beyond beyond Generation Y and even up to the upper end of Generation X. Even people in their late 30s, mothers and fathers, are guilty of using like inappropriately.
Well, I have to say everybody has verbal crutches.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have like as a verbal crutch, you'll have some other verbal crutch. And this is what broadcasters do to themselves. So don't feel bad. I listen to the show and I make sure that I try not to say the verbal crutches that I have, and I really hate my laugh. So.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean to you, man. Just trying to bring attention to a major, major mistake, I think. I think it's a big mistake for people to use verbal crutches because, you know, it's essentially filler. And there, I used you know there. Did you hear that?
I heard
you.
Believe me.
It's essentially filler where your brain is trying to think of what to say next, so you just sort of shove in words to fill in the gaps, essentially. So you were
That's
telling
true.
Us... You were telling us that you considered your school experience BS to some extent. I guess that means you didn't have the best teachers.
No, I did. Like that's what I want to get through is that I did have a handful of teachers that were very good, and I did learn a lot from them.
Good.
But when it came to a majority of the teachers, though, in school, a lot of them I didn't have. I did know that they were basically had curriculum that made the kids pass and didn't learn anything. They would just give them A's. And, they would just sit around, kids would throw spitballs around the room, and, it was really stuff like that. And
gosh.
I know when the kids were graduating that they weren't getting any real skills. And to go up there and say that, I had a great time at this public school education, when I saw LaSalle, the valedictorian doing things like that, I was like, I don't really buy that. So when it came to this kid, I think it was very, very brave of him to do that. I mean, in my edition of in my article in the yearbook, I definitely put my opinion of public education. Just
honestly,
I did honestly. And I only said there was only a handful of kids that. There's only a handful of teachers that I learned anything from.
Wow, isn't that don't you feel? I mean, how much of the time that you spent at school? How much of the teachers do you say, or the classes that you took, were a total waste of your time? Like, what percentage?
What percentage? I'd say about 70 to 80.
Wow. That's stunning.
Now,
what a waste.
I would have to say that most of my math classes, although I enjoy math and I think it's a good mental exercise, I don't use algebra in my daily life. I use multiplication, addition. I just don't have any use for A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared.
Well, what that has to do with, Mark, is the one-size-fits-all mentality that they have at school. They say, well, you all have to learn the math up to algebra level. You have to learn this. Well, why? I'm not going to be a computer programmer. Okay, in that case, it'd be useful. I'm not going to be an engineer. In that case, it'd be really useful. An architect, it'd be useful. But I'm not going to be those things. And if I want to be those things, then I'll go and learn the math. Otherwise, I think it's just a total waste. And I'm sorry that you feel that you wasted 70 to 80% of your time, but hey, at least you're out now. Are you going to college, or what's your plan?
Yeah, well, I'm already in college, and I'm basically going through college, and I'm having a good time learning things that I think are going to be very useful in my life. So
college is a step up because it's more of a self-starting thing. You can actually choose the direction that you want to go in and sort of tailor. But even there, even in college, you still have state mandatory minimum classes that you have to take. And in some cases, it's a rehash of what you learned in high school. I remember when I was in college, we actually had the exact same physical science textbook in my science class in college that I had in high school. Well, why am I here? Anyway, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from
you. Thank you.
And thanks for putting up with our crap. 800-259-9231.
It's supposed to be an entertaining show,
So, all right, continuing the story about Mr. Stublin, the young man who gave the wrong speech, according to the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats were very angry about this. In fact, they withheld this guy's diploma because he switched it up. He got on stage at his graduation and gave a speech that was... well, painting more of an honest picture of what his life, his last 4 years in high school were like. Apparently, someone called Stublin off stage after his speech was done. According to Stublin, Mr. Sansone, who apparently was one of the teachers, told him he wouldn't receive his diploma until he apologized to the principal and the entire senior class.
Mm.
When the other students picked up their diplomas after the ceremony, Stublin's was missing. Sansone admitted that he withheld the diploma the night of the graduation. Quote, to be honest, I can't remember all the things I told him. I was really upset. Stublin didn't make any more attempts to get his diploma until Sansone called him on Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Stublin didn't apologize to any of the bureaucrats, saying that would have undermined the point of his speech. He did, however, apologize to the teacher who selected the winning speeches. Said, I'm not sorry about the speech. The only thing I'm really sorry about is that I had to lie to do it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Mark, you got a question about the radio coming up.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, validated photo, which means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the shrine for yourself at FreeTalkLive.com. By the way, one more point of information for those of you that were wondering. Legally, school officials, at least in Florida, can bar students from participating in the graduation ceremonies, but they cannot withhold diplomas from them. So, in the case of the young man that switched out his graduation speech, the bureaucrats at most could just be angry with him. I think that's good. It's good news. All right, so Mark, go to the email box. What have you?
Oh, well, I've got one from the Celestrian. He's writing in, he's asking about some free market solutions about stuff. He says here, back in the 90s, Clear Channel kind of swept in and took over a lot of radio stations, resulting in this sort of pseudo-monopoly. And even though I know it technically isn't a monopoly, and it's not even close, really.
No.
Just to be clear, Clear Channel owns about 1/8 of radio stations. It does make it the largest owner of radio stations in America.
That's all, though.
And he points out a problem that it did cause. Like, this is true. Many stations started sounding...
Like, I'm sorry, but before we go into that, pseudo-monopoly, what's that mean? I mean, maybe you could apply pseudo-monopoly to somebody that had over 90% of a market share, like Standard Oil did way back in the day. Maybe you could apply that word there. But in this case, as you pointed out, only 1/8 of the stations belong.
But it did result in something.
Okay.
It resulted in many stations starting to sound the same. There's a buzz in every town.
A buzz.
There's a star in every town.
Right.
Yeah,
mix.
Yeah, mix in every town. And they do really sound the same. So
well, why? The reason why is because they're actually, in some cases, corporate programmed.
Well, they are corporate programmed.
I know that the oldies station in town here actually gets its playlist from, I think, Orlando.
Orlando.
Right.
Yeah. They're regionally done, and
right.
That's how they do their sounds. So, of course, everything sounds the same in every town.
Now, the jocks are different.
If there are some.
Yeah, sometimes. And the consolidation has brought about voice tracking as well. But go ahead with the rest of his comments.
Did you ever voice track for another town when you...
No, I wasn't a full-timer, so I wasn't given that option, but I voice tracked in town for sure.
Okay.
I voice tracked the overnights on the rock
Which
station.
Which just means, voice tracking means recorded.
Thank you, yes.
In many places, voice track jocks won't even be in town. You could have a jock in Cleveland voice tracking something in Tampa or vice versa, and you wouldn't even know.
Correct. In fact, the just to use one example, one of the stations in our area is live in the mornings, live in afternoon drive, and voice tracked the entire rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Voice tracking means somebody somewhere, it doesn't have to be at the station, goes in, records the speed breaks, as they call them in the mm-hmm. business, which is, Johnny Cash coming up next, whatever. On Oldies 108, you know.
And of course, the playlist is programmed weeks out,
yes.
So they just slide their stuff in where
right.
it's supposed to
you
be, can, and then it gets played.
You can actually voice track an entire week in advance if the playlists are ready to go.
You know, a voice tracking story for me that was so weird was I was there during the Y2K bug. You know how scary it was.
Right.
Everything was going to come to a crashing stop. It was two days before. The end of the year, December the 30th or something like that. And I heard Ron Miller in the YNF studios going, well, it's we all made it. And he was voice tracking January the 1st show. it was very strange to hear him. Well, it looks like we made it. Because here everyone was looking for this Y2K
right.
bug. Well, we made it through. Everybody's going to survive the Y2K thing. Wasn't that silly? It was so weird. Anyway, let me go a little farther
yeah.
In his email. Because he does have a legitimate question that needs to be answered here.
All right.
Obviously, and monopolies, pseudo-monopolies, kind of the only term to come up with this. I mean, they are a controller in the arena, and they've had a lot of effect on the market.
They're just a market force.
All right. If the federal government is not the body to regulate mediums of free speech, which clearly they've done a bad job, because Clear Channel has taken over, right? It all sounds the same. If the federal government is supposed to regulate mediums of free speech, they've failed.
I don't understand. What are you suggesting?
All right. If the federal government is not the body to regulate mediums of free speech, like radio stations, television
yeah.
stations, that kind of thing, and all I'm pointing out is if they were the medium to regulate the they were the entity to regulate these mediums, then they failed because it's homogenous. It's everywhere. There's If a hurricane rolls through, do you turn to your radio station, Oldies 108, for help? Heck no, you don't. There's nobody there.
Well,
the whole building's empty.
Usually they'll simulcast the news talker.
If it's on a hurricane, how about a tornado?
Well, okay.
They don't have any idea. They're
right.
slow. They're of no use. They are not a news medium. They do not help people anymore.
In that case, they're not serving the community, which is one of the requirements.
It's the requirement of the license.
But that doesn't have anything to do with freedom of speech.
It has to do with their license. I mean,
okay, but he's talking about freedom of speech, and their programming content has nothing to do with they have the freedom to speak. They're just choosing to play the same music.
Okay, what would a better free market model to solve this problem, and more specifically, in the example of radio licenses? So, what I'm thinking here is, radio licenses limit the amount of stations that go in a given market.
Right.
They also limit the things that you can say. The FCC has a list, at the very least, a list of four words that you can't say on the air, and plus you can't pander and, you know, do a few other things.
You can't be indecent and obscene.
How can people get their voices heard on the radio, more diverse voices heard on the radio, without, if the government was pulled out? Well, more radio stations would pop up.
Right.
And there'd be more voices heard.
You wouldn't have to go through a arduous licensing process, which can take years if they're even accepting applications. Then even if you can get the application through, it's a roll of the dice whether or not you're going to be approved. And then, of course, I want to actually get back to the programming side of things and the homogeny and the voice tracking, because I think that's more interesting. We'll touch on it all coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You call in, bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. Over 100,000 posts and well over 1,200 people. In fact, I think we're about to crack into 1,300 range.
Wow.
Interacting there at freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. So we're reading an email from the Celestrian.
Right.
And he's talking about the radio consolidation that happened throughout most of the 90s and also the early aughts, and I guess it's still continuing.
I guess a bit.
To a point. And it was more than just Clear Channel's fault. He's sort of laying the blame on Clear Channel.
I don't think so. He identified Clear Channel. I don't think he's blaming them for the problem.
It sounded to me as though he was sort of laying the responsibility on Clear Channel, as though Clear Channel bought up all these stations, and then they consolidated, and now we have this homogeny. But there's more reasons for it. And yes, one of the reasons is because Clear Channel is corporately programming their stations, but also because there have been so many buyouts over the years of these radio stations, because A, the marketplace is restricted by the FCC. The FCC only allows a certain number of radio stations per market, depending on the whims of the FCC.
Really, it's like that. In New York City, every single dial position that you can take that isn't somehow primary or secondary interference to another dial position is taken. The whole dial, full.
Right.
In Billings, Montana, which is probably too big of a place, some smaller place in America, well, you can hit the... There are places in America I've driven in my van, and I push the seek button, I've found nothing. It's been, yeah. It's just moved across.
So, here's where I'm going with this. You've got a very limited amount of radio stations in each marketplace. The market is restricted from the outside by the FCC. There's no way you can go into a marketplace, market, and open up your own radio station. You can't just go and set up shop, otherwise you're risking the FCC coming in with guns and taking your equipment, like
right.
the pirates do.
Sure.
So, if you want to get into the radio business, the easiest way to do it, it may not be the best way, but the easiest way is to buy an existing license.
Yes.
So, to get into the business, instead of going through the application process, getting engineering studies done, going through this arduous FCC application process, which might not even be successful. You might not get the
There's a very good chance that you'll invest $150,000
and get nothing.
Proposing a new station, and the FCC says,
nah.
No.
Thanks for the application fee. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
So the way to guarantee it is to outbid everybody else on a station for sale and get that station.
Yeah.
Now, take that concept, the limited market, limited stations, everybody's bidding on these limited amounts of stations that are for sale,
because
only so many of them are for sale, and then what you have is the prices of these radio stations being bid up
sure.
year after year after year. They're being bid up at far faster than the rate of inflation, and so therefore these radio owners, including Clear Channel, are paying way too much for a lot of the radio stations they're buying. So
if they're almost artificially inflated. I mean, they're legitimate.
The FCC is artificially inflating.
The FCC definitely is artificially inflating because there are other radio signals out there. You're just not legally allowed to broadcast
right.
on them.
So since the sale prices continue to rise, these owners have to make a profit because this is a business. It may be entertainment and everything, but these guys have to make money to stay in business, to continue entertaining you. But if they've invested way too much money, they've got to cut back on costs.
No license. Anybody with a transmitter could just whoop, go on the air.
Right. We'll talk more. Coming up, you comment as well. 800-259-9231, the effects of homogenization and what the marketplace is doing about it. Because there have been some changes. Back to good things on the way. Free talk.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...